What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario Podcast, a great podcast where we get your suggestions and we make an entire show out of it, weaving magic before your very eyes. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Feeney, being joined with me, as always,
by Mike Cannon, and also
Brendan Sagalow.
And if you're on the Patreon, you're submitting questions. No, just for him, because he was doing that to my time the entire time.
Yeah, while he was talking, I was going... Yeah,
that's tough. I'm sorry you had to experience that.
It's all right, man.
Life, look, it's fun. It's funny. Creates a clip, mate. Clip.
Huh? That's all this show is.
Yeah,
is a collection of clips.
That's all we'll be remembered.
I disagree.
For.
There are some things that you do watch,
dude. Our whole life. Yeah. It's just clips.
My kid's gonna only know about me through reels.
Yeah.
60-second
reels. My son will have 90-second memories of me. And there's gonna be zooms and panic.
Yeah.
Your grandchild's like, well, that one wasn't very good. Well, that's why it got 43 likes. That was a little
did
too
you
real
this,
for me.
Or did I?
That's yours. This one is mine.
Okay. And that one mine?
No.
This one can be yours. You want this one?
For a small fee.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go get my own water,
you're hosting.
I'm going to start the show.
The host never leaves the seat is a rule that I'm making up
right
now.
Thank you, Michael. If you were like, you want a fucking host, man? You're always commenting on how I host the show.
Sure.
It's such bullshit. You never do that when you guys do it. We bloop it. It's 1 minute in. We're cursing. It's all over. But this first, again, if you submit a question through Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod, you get preferential treatment because capitalism is what counts in this country. CCC. And if not, you can submit questions through Instagram. And if we run out of the Patreon questions, we'll get to you. All right. First question comes from the old D-bag. That's their name.
Oh, Cerna style.
That's fun. He's going to tweet that at you and you won't be able to see it.
You know what I'm having a good time watching? Is that Feeney, although he doesn't have any of the flax seeds in his teeth, he feels them in his teeth and he's moving his lips to try to get rid of them while he's also hosting.
Do you see any visible?
No, you're great. That's why I'm having a good time watching.
I know exactly what your skull looks like when you do that.
Well, yours is the only one that's buried below sleeping bags.
Yeah, I got to use my imagination for your head.
You could have a cow skull and we'd have no idea.
Yeah, look. Skinny.
You have...
Skinny guy.
You have shockingly good teeth.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Shocking.
Thank you.
Yeah, like there's no, like they're not like crooked. Like, did you ever have braces or retainers or anything like that?
No.
Wow.
No.
That's pretty shocking.
I do have one tooth right here that's like,
believe me, I know. We see it.
Oh, talk about I like it. I think it's a
character.
Think it's like a character.
Yeah.
I think it is. It gives me character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the Steve Buscemi of your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. It's Steve Buscemi's eyes of my teeth.
Also, his teeth are nothing to smile at.
Also, he's a great character, which is what you were saying.
I don't know.
D-bag, your Twitch username, Canon figure out an equivalent. Love that. Is the most important piece of evidence against you in court. What are you on trial for? So Brendan's is SAGs Two Riches.
Easy.
Mine is the New York Fresh Maker. So what are we being tried for?
Should I take like my AOL Instant Messenger screen?
Yeah, let's do your screen name.
All right, sure. I had a couple though. Do you guys want to pick which one?
I do want to hear every single one you've had, but I think for the most part it should be the one that you're the majority of your AIM life.
I think MC Flight 21.
Were you into planes? Is that why?
No,
Flight Club.
From that
Hoops.
Flight.
Hoops.
Hoop.
Kind of a basketball thing.
But you like basketball?
It was flight, so I guess I was one of the pilots from 9/11.
Hey.
Yeah.
You emceed the flight.
I ejected right before.
I would have liked to have pinned you as like a catch me if you can, like stowaway pilot, kind of like a sneak on pilot kind of guy.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah.
I could do that?
That's cool. Yeah.
What do I sit in the jump seat?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Puddle jumping, just
puddle
trying
jumping.
To make it.
Trying to earn my keep.
Yep.
What's the puddle jump? What is that?
It's over ponds. See.
Oh.
Bodies of water.
Lakes and
you
stuff.
Just,
not the ocean.
You go to the bottom of the plane, you just jump out?
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Cool.
I.
That's cool. I think I would rob banks.
I just got a migraine.
Sags to riches. Think about how I live. You just got a headache?
I don't think you're aware of it.
Born in a headache.
Yeah. I think it would be, I would like that more, I think.
What? To be aware of it?
To be what you, to walk around with the blissful ignorance.
You couldn't last.
Once you said
day.
Headache, dude, my eye started hurting. My left eye was like, there's a pressure behind it. Yeah.
I don't think you would last a day in this fucking head, man.
No way. No way.
I hurt myself. Yeah,
dude, I immediately become Brendan and I'm like, all right, day one is Brendan. Let me just get the odds and ends of how this thing works. Where was I born? What?
Day one
I don't
Brendan.
Know.
Brendan's brain is like if the movie It was written by a kid. Like, just terrifying, but stupid and doesn't make sense.
It's like a Charlie Kelly.
Does it not make sense?
Story.
Does it not make sense?
I said if it was written by a...
By a child.
There you go.
So we got Brendan. Brendan would rob banks, you said, right?
Yeah, rob
Sags,
banks.
Two riches. That's what we're on trial for. The NY Freshmaker. I could see... what am I on trial for? What
are stealing you women's used panties.
Yeah.
Oh.
Looking through women's
and selling them
windows.
I was thinking maybe like
market.
If I don't mind me pitching this to you guys, maybe some sort of like killer where my calling card is I leave those little trees, car scent trees at so like it they smell fresh. Or leaving some Mentos on the body. Something like that.
Oh, doesn't matter what comes.
Yeah. I kill homeless people and I put it wrapped around in a Christmas tree. Yeah, I feel bad if the
homeless
victim has a family.
That's where you start.
So it's almost, stop licking your teeth. So it's almost like you are appealing to a certain group where you're like, I'm actually technically cleaning up the streets.
Yeah, that's how I've spun it in my mind because I've fully snapped at this point. Yeah I have.
And you're
I have a vigilante. I'm wearing my underwear on the outside. Yeah, that's how I pronounce it because
I snapped. You drink Chianti right after you kill.
I'm a Chianti vigilante.
Or I could see
then you.
Then
you go and visit me, auntie.
Yeah, in an imponte. So, what were you saying?
I could also see you being like a killer baker who bakes poison into cakes.
Don't ever put your hand and say killer baker.
Killer baker.
I do one of
baking
those.
Rosebud's cousin.
I do like cronut or one of those like things that people line up for.
Yeah, and you just kill everybody en masse. You kill everybody and then go to mass.
Spell en masse.
En masse?
Uh-huh. Like if you killed people en masse.
In a lot of
En masse.
A lot of people.
You like, never heard that phrase?
En space.
No.
No. You never heard that phrase?
I'm gonna say EN.
Yeah.
MASS. T. I thought it was en masse.
It is.
There you go.
See?
T.
That's
see?
One.
What are you who are you seeing?
That's
see?
One.
As long as I spell it wrong the entire time.
Dude, you would have gotten really good grades if you had us next to you in school.
I would cheat off you for sure.
You would have been doing your math problems going, so it's this. We go, and he goes, no. Okay.
What was your cheating method? Like, would you go like.
I had a great one.
Small piece of paper, really tiny written facts.
I mean, off of people, though. Would you ever cheat off someone next to you or something?
Yeah, I'd just be as blatant as humanly possible.
That was too hard.
Yeah, at that point, it's kind of. Just the teacher's not looking, so you take a gamble. Yeah.
Here was my move.
Too scary. Cool.
This was because in high school I went to a private school, so you had to wear the ties and all that stuff. So yeah. I had a guy, and he was
a tie guy.
Yeah, he was a like tiny font specialist, and he would write an entire paper on like this big of a sheet, it with like such clear lettering, like size 2 font, and he wrote it. So perfectly, my buddy Tim,
he
would write things down and then we would put it in our tie, in like the back part of the tie. So that way, like, you know, the part that holds the little tag, the little part of it. So we just put it in that, in the back, and then you could just kind of flip that around, peel that bad boy out, unscroll it, kind of look at the thing.
Whoa.
Or we also, for a while there, for like math stuff, when we had those graphing calculators, we're programming the answer to the test in the graphing calculator.
Yeah, and then you could pull that page up. Or
especially they got hip to that quick, though.
Yeah, that didn't work as long, because they would go around and they would clear out every single... Before, like, the big test, they would go and clear every single person's calculator, clear the memory from
it. Do you know what I'd do? I used to tape the paper here.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
wear
one.
Long sleeves and just roll it up like that during the test.
That is a
You're
good
You're just
one.
Like crinkling about
Dude,
it.
It was the only class that I actually blatantly cheated in was German. I had a 99 average in German and I didn't know like six words.
And in Germany, that's passing.
Cheating
is passing.
What do you mean?
Here's the best hack ever.
What did he
Where's
do?
That guy's arm?
Is it stitched?
Oh, look at that. He's
What is that?
Look at under his arm.
I still can't see.
He's got his phone
he's
out.
He's got his phone.
Oh.
I think I've done that,
be.
Too.
I mean, they
yeah,
have to
I instantly go,
that.
Hey, where's your arm?
Yeah.
Where's your hand, though?
Why were you wearing a tie? Did I miss that
private
part?
School.
You did.
You went to private school?
For high school.
You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school.
You wore a suit for 4 years?
What's the matter, yeah. dog? You're embarrassed?
Are yeah. you embarrassed?
As a gangster?
It's real nice.
His parents.
Yeah, we didn't all grow up Michael. In the most affluent area of all of Long Island. Some of us had bad school systems. We had to be sent away.
Wow. In your face.
Cranbrook ass mother.
It seems to me you have more of a problem with it than I do because that was real defensive. Okay.
I was, was that a fun,
just
was that a fun comeback?
I was just asking you.
Can it be a fun
I didn't,
comeback?
I didn't. There's no
Pretend
comeback.
Mike
you don't
said
need
it.
To do a comeback. You don't need to do a comeback for
Why?
Every.
For every attack?
For
yeah.
Was,
yeah.
No, was that attack?
Sometimes.
You did a, you both did, he did a Cranbrook rap.
Went, wow, I didn't know. Yeah, well, that
you went,
was
You
the
went
attack.
To private school? You
even
wore
in Brendan's
That was the attack.
Even in Brendan's reenactment, it actually was even more angry than your last one.
Reenactment.
Like,
reenactment of the facts.
Don't laugh.
But I didn't know that
because you had no other words.
Yeah, I went to public school, and then my mom one time came to visit me, and like I think I was in fifth grade, and she like
Feeny's like dangling from the ceiling in a birdcage.
They're
like, all right,
yeah,
get him out.
Yeah, we didn't all
that?
Grow up in affluent places.
It was,
some of us were in class in birdcages.
It was actually that, though, because I, like, forgot lunch or something, and she went to, like, peek into the classroom, and the teacher, the fifth grade teacher, had both of her feet up on the desk and was reading a magazine, and, like, everyone Damn. Was doing, like, I was under my desk, like, coloring or something. There was other people just, like, having, like, fist fights in the corner. Like, it was just such a terrible public school system that they were like, we gotta get them the fuck out of here. Whoa. So then they were gonna send me to this, they sent me to this, like, crazy, like
gay conversion camp.
Yeah. This eloquent, you know, high-end Christian school for 2 years, which was like this weird inbreeding, like the king of like Japan sent their kids there, and I just
cool.
could not
king of
yeah.
That's cool.
Mulan was there. Yeah. And I couldn't like literally kids took limos to school, and I was so I Whoa. Took like a bus, you know what I mean? So I was so not in the and it was such a weird school that eventually after that, they were going to, after eighth grade, they were going to send me to military school. And I got into to LaSalle military school. And I remember I did a college, not a college, the whatever it is, like
visit.
A walkabout. Yeah. A visit around the ground.
Like, oh my God. About. This
and
is a
like,
real military school.
Oh, it was a true, like everyone like literally like walking and they go, you'll be
my
here.
Beanie.
They go, you'll
gonna
be here at
die.
Six. They go, you'll be here at 6 a.m. for like gun, like drill and, you know, and all that stuff. And then you'll start school at 8. And I was just sitting there because it was so far from where I lived. It was probably like an hour bus ride. And I was like, be here at 6 a.m. doing like military training and all this other stuff. And I was in the school. Like I got accepted into the school. They were like, this is where you're going to be going to class and all this kind of stuff. And
Whoa.
My parents were all there. I got into the school. And between that May and or I should say like June and September when I was going to start, the school went out of business. And I was
wow.
like,
wow.
Dude,
you would have been such a better person.
Oh, absolutely.
How does a military school go out of
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it would have went real bad. But
if I
had the military training on
yes.
top of
oh,
this
yeah.
cunning,
Dude,
I would
absolutely
oh, yeah.
see you with just slick back hair on MSNBC
Not
with
even.
A wild face and just be like, ex-Marine
yeah.
goes nuts.
Yeah.
You have a barcode tattooed on the back of your neck.
Yeah. But so instead I ended up pivoting, and I went to the private school I went to for 4 years.
Wow, and you wore a tie,
and I wore a suit and a blazer. Which I will say, as much as we all hated it, it was kind of it's kind of the best thing, and should I think be in every single school is like the uniformity. And I'm telling this as a person who absolutely hated it when I was there. But two things it does is number one, it brings everyone together because everybody hates it.
Yeah,
everybody hates wearing it, and there is like. cool little things you can do to make it your own little style, even though it's like, you know, like chicks would like roll their skirts a little bit to be a little bit sexier. Would. Guys are just like, you know, kind of like loosen the tie or unbutton a couple buttons. And it's just like, there's a thing where you can still have your own personality with it.
Feels like a teen show on Netflix or CW or something.
It's like also, how the Fresh Prince turned his jacket inside out.
Yeah. Exactly like that. But it also stops like bullying in terms of socioeconomic positions, because again, there were kids there who, like one of the girlfriends that I had in high school, when she turned 17, had a BMW convertible and a Mazda 6. As she had two cars as a 17-year-old. Like, that was her, and she just didn't understand why that was crazy to me.
And I grew up in the affluenter.
But she grew up in the town next to you, actually. Old Westbury.
Old Westbury?
Yeah.
That's not next to me.
It's very close.
It's close, but it's not next to me. Next to me is, like, Plainview or Old Bethpage.
Old Bethpage, Old Westbury.
You're looking at me like this.
So
yeah, rubbing yourself. For
But I do think that that is because if I went to high school and like it was great not having to worry about what to wear every single morning.
Sure.
And we did have the casual day or something. And then if anybody ever like repeated outfits, they were like, "Oh, you wore this, loser!" And it's one of those things where you're like in public school, people get, you know, there's a lot of like the look what this guy, you know, the what are those of the world kind of a thing.
Yeah. Plus, it's like you look at somebody and you're like, oh, I know exactly what this person thinks and their personality.
Yeah, because it stops you from kind of judging people. So I was like, I don't even think if it's a private school. I think like public schools, that it's it helps in every aspect. I think socially it helps, like financially. It also helps just you not to, like I would just jump up in the morning 5 minutes while my bus was outside, like beeping the horn, like, being like, where the fuck is this kid?
Pants
and
on
I'm literally,
tie.
Yeah, I'm like putting it on because it's like, you don't have to worry about, oh, should I wear this shirt? Did I just wear this? Will these jeans match? Well, you know, it just.
Any pins? Were people allowed pins?
Couldn't wear pins.
No pins.
But maybe some people wore pins on the inside, but it was fucking, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Pins. I'm out.
I need pins.
So that's question one. And
I think, and I'll say this because I had this thought, but I think it would be more bullying in places with suits because all they have to see is your face. You know what I mean? So
no, like, but it's like you said,
if you're ugly, you're fucked.
They can't prejudge you. If you're ugly, you're fucked regardless. It doesn't matter how fucking nice of a thing you wear.
Did you dye your hair? I'm asking for me.
You could dye your hair. I mean, I had the eyebrow ring, but I put in a clear one during school hours. And the clear one, you couldn't see unless you were very close to me. And my fucking principal, the day I got it, from like across the hallway, was like, "Mr. Feeney, get over here." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "It's tomorrow, it's gone." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "Tomorrow, it's gone." And I'm like, "Okay." And I still wore it every day. What I did was I just filed the plastic down so it was just like a nub so like they could barely see it.
Dude,
and I hid it in my eyebrow hair.
All that effort to be so gay.
To be original.
Out of context, walking up to someone and just going, "Tomorrow, it's gone," would really scare somebody. Yeah, I know, but like,
it's classic principle.
I'm just saying it might be funny to, I'm just saying, Mikey.
Oh, is this vigilante?
I'm just saying, Mikey, it might be funny to, like, walk up to somebody and, like, say that. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt nobody. I just thought that would be funny. That is a different character. Let's move on.
Cerna style. Here's a scenario: kidnapped. You've been kidnapped, and the kidnappers allow you to keep posting on social media and pretend everything is fine. What would you post that would alarm your followers without the kidnappers knowing you're asking for help?
Damn, that is a hard question.
I think both Brendan and Mike's answer would be the same, which is they would both post giant pictures with uplifting music and smiling and go, "Everything's great. I'm the happiest I've ever been." And they'd be like,
"Check
doing
up on
great.
This guy.
Have never felt less kidnapped."
Yeah. I love this thumb. You know, whatever.
This thumb has never been a disappointment.
I love my dad. They're like, get him, hurry.
I would take a selfie holding a spoon and like be smiling with the fucking guy in the background and like, you know, all that shit. So because people,
you think people are going to, do you think people are screenshotting your story,
yes,
zooming in and analyzing
it? Yes,
I'm telling you.
You're, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
No, people are going to be like, look at that fat kid with a spoon.
Nope.
So just got
people fucking all the time comment on little things. They do it all the time. If you go to like a hot chick's Instagram, the comments are always like, "Nice thing on the fucking nightstand."
A picture that draws the eye to it.
Yeah, but
you think you would have that engagement?
Well, the other day, yes, okay. The other day,
don't get defensive. Put the eyebrows down.
The other day, I posted a video of zooming in on my cat. I guess it's her cat, but it's our cat. And it's my step cat.
He doesn't call me dad.
You're not his,
but
you're not his biological cat. And,
yeah, the cat calls me Brendan still, but we're working on
it. Yeah, I just want some respect. That's it. And everybody commented on how I had a bucket of salt on the table.
You know, was but there was salt in the middle on the way to the Zoom, or was it off
it
in
was,
the corner?
It was like, look, it was like there was more shit on the table than there is now. And
to
one
Brendan,
of the things
he probably
salt.
Didn't notice it, but there's like a neon sign that says salt with an arrow pointing at the back.
Oh, there it is.
How about this?
Oh, immediately it draws your eye to what's down
but
there.
But look, see?
That is a giant thing of salt. And the thing is up. The thing is up, too.
So everybody's
asking
about the salt.
It's a very recognizable iodized.
That's Morton salt. Yeah. Code HDS. Now, if you that's Morton for all your salt needs, kids.
That's so, right. From snow to eats.
I think if I put up me holding a spoon.
I looked at your camera when I said that, too. I'm the dumbest.
I think me holding a spoon. And if you can clearly see the guy, I think that's a good, and then a link in the description for 911.
Yeah,
for, sorry.
What?
What?
What were you saying?
No, what were you
He hadn't
saying?
Even begun, he had started to form.
Here's what happened. Okay. I laughed at my joke and
you did.
Nobody else did. And I heard my laugh and I went, you pig.
Been there, sister.
You disgusting.
Yeah.
It is a strange thing where I wonder if people went back to the beginning of the show and like, I guess probably how would you say like the last 6 months or something like that, where that's been a thing.
What?
That you both have been like self-conscious about. It's only in
laughter,
very recent.
Our laughter?
Our laughter at
laughing
our
at the
jokes.
Own jokes on the mic. That only is a thing that you both have, both of you specifically, have recently become very self-conscious about.
No, people I knew about it long ago.
But you never, our entire time of Irish Goodbye, never once were you like.
No, I did, but I leaned into it. And I'll still lean into it.
Yeah, I can't help being me, y'all.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I was saying that I've noticed both of you go into spirals of being like, oh, I'm fucking
my
laughing.
Spiral's about other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't even about you. That attitude of like, I can't help being me. That was me saying it to the people that have a problem with it.
Nicole, cut out the last 2 minutes.
Should we cut this whole thing out?
I don't even know what the question was. Kidnapped. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do?
We did mine.
Did we do mine?
Nope.
All right, I'd say I'm fine. I'm enjoying. I'd have Stockholm syndrome. I'm like, I'm actually having a better time than I was
no,
before.
Feeny just puts up a story that's like, guys, I'm actually depressed. I've been feeling a lot of feelings, and it's time to talk and open up to you guys. So, any
the SWAT team
have,
just clap on the door.
Yeah, I would just go, good for him. Clap emoji.
Yeah, Alex the truck. Would you rather drive to LA or be shipped to LA? If you are shipped, you only get a 10x10 shipping container. It has plenty of ventilation and you'll stay comfortable, but you only get your fully charged phone, no charger, an air mattress, plenty of food and water, and a hole to piss and shit out of the container. Once you start in the container, there's no stopping until you reach California and you don't know how long the trip will take. In the car, you can stop as much as you want. Now, I don't understand how this is a choice.
The shipping container sounds awful.
One is hell.
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds awesome.
No, that's terrible. I think I would never want to. Shit, driving.
That whole episode of Always Sunny when they go to the Italian market and they're in the back of the U-Haul and that's like their solution. I have dreamt of doing that.
Driving across the country would be an awesome. You can stop as much as you want. You can see all those fucking states and all the different, go see the Grand Canyon. You could go sightsee versus just being in a small 10x10 container, being bumped. And it doesn't even know.
It
tell you
how
long
much
it's
I like
take.
Laying down, dude. I love laying down.
How long would it take? How long?
7 to 10 days.
Oh my God.
It's so crazy. Dude. Why would you?
How long does it take to drive to LA?
Probably take it. You do it probably in a week if you're going to make stops, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to go with driving because I think you'd go crazy because the only.
It's pitch black.
It's pitch black. The only thing you have to the outside world
light for
is that
just
hole.
Until it dies. You have no charge.
You have no lantern?
No lantern.
You didn't say lantern?
It did not say lantern. It said an air mattress and a
cable?
Hole to piss and shit out.
Netflix?
None of that.
No.
You can stream it on your phone, but it's going to kill your battery faster that you only
see
have.
See that? Yeah, why don't we actually make it like, get that out of here. why don't we make it like an awesome shipping container that has TV, all that stuff.
A bar. You can make it a memory foam mattress.
That's what I'm saying.
Still won't do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I still want to drive.
That's why I said that, because I knew that was still.
It has a balcony.
42 hours. Okay.
Okay.
And do it in a week. Break it up. Look, we
hold
can
on,
stop
hold on, hold on. How long does how long is 42 hours, Brendan? If you drove straight without stopping,
2 days. See, I'm not as high as I was last
time. Well, it's not 2 days. It's less than 2 days.
It's less, but he got it. He got it.
I got it. All right.
Got it.
I feel like you didn't know why it wasn't 2 days. You were like, no,
it's not a full 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know?
Dude, I don't fucking know, man. What do you mean by that?
24.
You don't know?
24 times 2 is?
48.
And that says?
42.
Which is?
Not 48.
Thank you. Man, That's what I meant by that.
I gave Brendan way too much credit.
Yeah, you pounded him. I was like, I don't know if you're just being nice.
No, what happens is I feel the pressure on me and my brain collapses.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
no,
that,
that's your
you're
heart.
Like the people on, you're like the people on Billy on the Street when they run up to them and they're
exactly.
like, name any woman. They're like, James Brown. No, what?
Yeah.
They're freaking out.
Name a woman.
Yeah. Any woman.
Radio Shack.
Like, yeah. It's so, those are the funniest things because people just are like, what?
Nicole did that. She's like been planning to be on that show for years and he ran up on her in Brooklyn and she was like, and threw her coffee in the air and shit her pants.
What did he ask her?
Something like that. Like, who's president?
And they didn't
like,
even.
Do you love
like,
your
ran
husband?
Away. Who's
president? Yeah. Do you love your husband? Radio Shack. Do you love your husband?
What do you want me to say here?
No.
Tanya, you gain the power to go to voluntarily go to sleep instantly whenever you want. But
got it.
You have to choose one other function that's normally automatic that you will have to consciously control. Also, what are we choosing? I'm going sweating. I mean, that's got to be Mike's answer.
No, my jump shot.
You can control.
It's automatic. I'll switch it with it.
Hell yeah.
It stinks.
You stink.
I would say, you know what I'd say? Sneezing.
Sneezing.
Choose to when I want to sneeze.
I love sneezing.
That's me too. I'm saying choose when you want to do it
that's
versus like
the flux.
That kind of a thing. Mm. And then that way I could sleep whenever I want. Or, I mean, sweating's not bad either. If you're like,
sweating
listen,
is...
I'm about to jump. I'm gonna press sweating when I dive into a pool. Then I'll start. Then all my sweating for the day is done.
Yeah, yeah. Clean yourself up. But I think if you don't go into a pool for a couple of days, that the sweat will like
no, but I'm saying
kill you.
While I'm in-
Wouldn't it kill you if
it
like
up
inside
sweat?
Of you? No, yeah. Like builds up.
No, the urea won't poison you. But... it'll kill you because you'll overheat because sweat serves a purpose to cool you.
Yes.
I'm cool with sweating on my own. Maybe farting, choosing when to fart would be great.
You can kind of choose that. I'd say like 65.
Not with our assholes there, fella. Especially after Texas. Dude, after Texas,
oh yeah,
I have nearly destroyed my marriage. It is like a rough scene in our bed. Every single time I like adjust and the blanket flops, a fresh swath of just sewage hits our nostrils. It's rough.
Would you, Anthony Connolly, would you rather have every statement start with, yo, ka, check it, or finish every statement with, you feel me, dog?
You feel me, dog?
You feel me, dog is good.
You feel me, dog? I would also love to put it in like that kind of southern hip hop.
Feel me, dog?
You feel me, dog?
Yeah,
you feel me, dog is a lot better than yo, cut, check it.
Yo,
cut, check it.
Yo, cut, check it.
Yeah, because that sounds aggressive.
Yeah.
If someone's coming up to you and going, yo, cut, check it, be like, oh, God, what did I do?
It also sounds like
I'm listening,
but never wear a bandana again.
It can serve some purpose, though, if you're like, I don't feel like, if I'm like, I don't feel like having this coat on, I wonder if there's anywhere, and you go, yo, cut, check it. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, nice. I'll go check it.
Nice, that's a fun one.
That's
there you go. Yes,
I'll turn on you.
You smiled, and it was
I did,
too late.
I just remembered that you didn't like my last one like that. Midway through enjoying it.
Aftonius, would you rather be locked in a coffin by yourself for 24 hours or locked in an 8x10 cell with a questionable prison mate? With the coffin, you have plenty of air, but you are not able to leave it for any reason. You can have your phone. And a water bottle in the coffin.
What are you going to do? Fucking
with the cell.
Phone up like this.
With the cell, you have a bunk bed
and
a bathroom, but your cellmate is constantly staring at you, not saying anything, making you increasingly nervous. Which do you choose and why?
I'll take the nervous in the cell because my back would be killing me in that coffin.
I don't know. It looks pretty satiny and comfy.
No, just I have to like get up and move around and like stretch my legs and shit.
Yeah,
like,
you're gonna be stiff, but there's a chance. There's not a chance that you die. Versus in the cell,
I'll take a chance with that. I'll take a chance.
Yo, you're tough, man.
Fighting a dude. You know what I mean? Tough. There's a 50% chance of dying, and there's a 50% chance of killing. You know what I'm saying?
Here's what I,
yeah, you know, murder.
Feel me?
Here's what I would ask.
Murder.
Yo, cut, check it.
If I was him, I'd be nervous.
Yeah.
Because he's in a room with an unhinged psychopath.
Yeah.
Guess who's staring back?
Yeah, guess who isn't blinking for fucking a week?
You want to stare? I could stare.
I'll stare.
Here's what I would ask for. I would have the phone put on just like Spotify, just put on music. I would ask, maybe almost as important as the water bottle would be, if I'm doing the coffin, would be an eye mask. Because I don't want to see this right over my head. Because it's like an MRI machine. It's like, if I don't look at it, I'm fine. But if I was like, and the breath is hitting the top of the coffin and hitting my face.
No, you have plenty of air. It's filtered.
It's plenty of air, but you still feel, you still can, like seeing this right here for 24 hours would make me want to sit up.
Is it that close?
Yeah, if you're in a coffin, yeah. There's not, they don't put a lot of headroom in those things.
Actually, I think there is a lot of headroom in coffins. I am picturing like a wooden coffin where it's like right here.
Yeah, like Bill.
Nicole, can you look up headroom in coffins?
But I think in like modern coffins, there is.
I would use it. I would sleep for at least.
Room.
Here's the thing. I would
modern.
Sleep, I would sleep for at least 10 to 12 hours of that 24 hours. And then the rest would be like, listen to music, just try and like meditate, like just try and get through it. It wouldn't be easy, but I think I would rather do that over a cell, because a cell, it's like you're not sleeping because you don't know if the second you go to sleep, if you're just going to get a fucking sock full of soap hit on you or something like that.
True.
That's
worse. That's what makes it fun. But yeah, it's just 8 Joe Rogans and you're out of that coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Measuring time in Joe Rogans is very funny.
Yeah. Brent, how many Joe Rogans does it take to go across the country?
Well, 2 days is not full Joe Rogans.
Yeah.
Full 42 Joe Rogans.
48.
40. Well, what would be 48 in Joe Rogan?
48 divided by 3.
48 divided by 3, which is, let's see.
Go ahead.
Let's see. No.
No, don't
you
turn it on
me. You
do
it. No, you do it, because that is hard. So you do it.
It's not hard.
48 and 3?
Mm-hmm.
Do it right now.
I have it.
Say it.
16.
Is that true?
Yes. Are you asking me?
Okay. Just making
Mom.
Sure. Just making sure.
I'm making sure we got all these 5-star reviews that we got there.
Hell yeah.
And they're pretty fantastico.
Keep them coming.
Muy fantastico.
Keep them coming.
Thank you guys for listening, for telling people about the podcast. Do yourself a favor and tell more people.
So many more.
Come out to the shows, too. We're
Thanks everyone who came to Austin, too.
It's crazy.
They were, the live shows were among some
it's
of the most
so
fun that we've ever done, I think. I mean, I think that first show on Saturday was maybe the most fun live show. I mean, that and Emmaus were like the top two live shows. And if you want to see that or see clips from that, join our Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. That'll be upcoming in the next few weeks. We'll have
did a full 3-camera shoot, babe.
Yeah, 3-camera shoot of 4 separate podcasts that we did of the live episodes, and they were so much fun. They were wild. They were fucking what?
Did you just slurp a spaghetti? What was that?
Did you
hear that?
Yeah.
Nothing. I was talking to myself in my head,
and entertained yourself.
I said, oh, let me go look in my, let me try to get my dates. Cause I'm on the, I'm on the road right now. I'm getting this Sagalo train of chug, chug, chugging. I said that to myself. How fucking insane is that?
I mean, not quite as insane,
how insane
as like
is
relaying
that?
It to the outside.
Yeah,
world.
And laughing out loud about it first.
Yeah. But it sounds like your last gasp life. I mean, that was horrible.
I know. I really wish I did not laugh out loud at that, because I didn't want you to know that that's what I said in my head, so that I could say.
So patreon.com/scenariopod, and that's that. And come see us on the road,
where we'll be a chug, chug, chugging.
Where?
I am. Me and Mikey are. Well, when is this coming out?
Oh my god, dude! Forget it.
I have a more casual way to do this. because I think people actually might listen to it.
Okay.
MikeFeeneyComedy.com, twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker, youtube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy. Thank you very much.
So I'm going to be a chugging on the road here. Just go to BrendanSagalow.com for all my fucking dates. I'm going to be in Philly. I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm going to be in Detroit. I'm going to be in Michigan. I'm hitting the road, so come out and see me. Twitch.tv/Sags2Riches.
Yeah, and I'm going to be September 27th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Come out to that Shamrock Comedy Club. September 28th, I'm in Orlando at the Orlando Improv. It is huge, so come one, come all. Drive from 17 hours away. September 29th, I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone. And then in October, I'm in San Diego. I'm in LA. I'm actually back in Cleveland and Jersey. I'm all over the fucking place. Ridgefield, Connecticut. That's going to be with Voss. That's going to be really fun. Dates all at MikeCannonComedy.com. And then the two specials that I released this year, if you haven't checked them out, if you're new to the show, White Privilege Homeless and Mike Cannon's Huge Mistake, both on YouTube, both completely different. Check them out.
Fun fact, 17 hours away. You used to drive from 17 hours away in Orlando to come see you. Fun fact, that's New York.
Hmm. How many Joe Orlando Rogans is York. That?
6.1.
Nicole. Instagram's Nicole C. Lyons.
Now that's casual.
Hell yeah.
That's casual street line right there.
It's good.
Back to the Tron questions. Courtney Leonard. Okay. Working at a vet's office and a beloved pet that was put to sleep returns in two urns. Do you want to know the truth that your pet got weirdly divided, or do you want me to lie to you and just have me blend them into one urn? Absolutely, just blend them into one urn. Yeah, I don't want to know you divided my beloved pet.
Yeah. But they do that for cats. Don't they decapitate every single cat?
You need to pay extra.
Don't know, don't want to know.
They
just
do. My
just,
buddy is a vet, and I used to always think that that was like the majority of his job, is that once he puts down a cat, they have to take off the head and they like send it in for testing or something like that. And then they,
absolutely. Just don't tell me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
I also just don't want two urns. I mean,
boo urns. Yeah.
I was saying boo urns. I just don't want two urns. Man.
Yeah. Why would you want a decorative urn?
Too much room.
Oh, I love this next question. This is from Chris Bickler.
Bicky.
Here's a scenario. You are tasked with murdering an individual with a vegetable. What vegetable do you choose? You can then not live with yourself knowing you killed someone and now have decided suicide by vegetable. What vegetable do you use to kill yourself with? I'm thinking like a proper country full harvest carrot as like an icicle stabbing to kill someone.
I was
going to
say frozen carrot.
Frozen carrot.
I don't even think you can freeze it. Let's just call it like from the earth.
That's not going through your chest.
No.
Oh, you're going for chest? I'm not going to break through sternum. I'm going fucking jugular.
That's not going through your jugular.
Watch me.
A carrot?
I'm talking a full-grown carrot.
That'll snap on your neck.
You know how thick
those
things are?
Can you sharpen it? First of all, it's not like a giant cock. It's not that thick.
Can you pull up a big country carrot?
No, you're talking about a Monsanto farm.
Are you sharpening the carrot? Does the carrot get sharpened?
Maybe do a little sharpening.
There's
you can only sharpen so much, but they're pretty thick. Those country ones are like wide around.
If you can't sharpen it, then
country.
Yeah, dude. But then you sharpen that down like a fucking.
You can
look at that
bludgeon
thing,
them to death over that going through their neck.
That's
not going through their neck.
I'm going to sharpen it down, and I'm going to use the force of that. It's like killing someone with a dildo.
Yeah, you could shove it down their throat.
Do is you punch it through into their mouth, and you just keep punching it till it breaks, collapses their throat.
I bet you can keep hitting their temple with that and they die. Like where you hold it by the point and beat them with the green crown of the head part and just like wait until they take
I think the carrot, you get a lot of options. That's kind of the beauty of the carrot. You can kill a person a bunch of different ways, you know, versus if you had like broccoli.
Yeah, sure.
What are you using?
I would say potato. Just fucking bludgeon someone with a potato, maybe.
Bludgeon? Like holding it like this and just
bam,
there.
Like a rock.
Bam,
yeah.
You don't think
all
that just
getting everywhere?
So a bag of potatoes, you're gonna need
no, because you just need one. You can only do it. Right. There's really not else. I mean, can you poison the vegetables?
No,
you can't. You should really.
All vegetables are already poisoned, man. The government.
Hell yeah,
that was my Monsanto joke.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what's Monsanto?
Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Is that a Disney Pixar joint?
Yes.
Is that a movie from the 90s? What obscure movie is that from?
It's the sequel to Encanto.
Yeah, there's really nothing else you could do besides poison them. But if you can't poison, then maybe you can grow a vegetable that makes poison. You know, aren't there vegetables like
that? What about a poisonous mushroom?
Poisonous mushroom.
Those exist now that will kill you if you die.
Vegetables. Yeah, and that's then you the way put to that do on it. Someone's pizza.
That's what you do. That's yeah. great. That's a much easier way. It's a less violent way. That also and might be the way I do suicide.
If it doesn't kill them, maybe it'll just open their hearts.
Suicide, what are you picking?
What?
Same vegetable. You got to pick a vegetable to suicide with. And I'm thinking
I hate
maybe
mushrooms.
But I wouldn't like to eat mushrooms, especially being the last thing I eat.
Well, you could put it on something. You could put it on like a
they have like poisonous
steak.
Berries. Make a smoothie.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's a fruit.
Oh, it is a fruit.
Oh, it is a fruit.
A tomato?
Coconut?
It's a vegetable. Oh, it's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Is a coconut a fruit?
No. Or yes. Yeah, it's a fruit.
Oh, coconut would have been great for the murder thing.
On, right on the, wow. Yeah, blood in their
head. Coconuts take
daily. I'd imagine that would be a very satisfying look at us.
What?
Killing people in our minds. Satisfying way to kill somebody
with a
to smash them in the head with a coconut.
Oh, with a cocoa man. Melon.
I'm surprised that's not like the highest way or like the most way somebody dies in Hawaii or something.
The mostest way?
The mostest way, dude. What was I trying to say? The most frequent cause of death in Hawaii.
Oh, look at you.
This Ooh. Next part of the episode is a spelling bee for Brendan.
Yeah.
Brendan Spelling. This is from Cerna Style.
Hit me.
Speaking of coconuts, great first place. Jamaica? Hit it.
Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Boz?
Want us to use it in a sentence?
Oh,
yeah,
Boz.
Yeah, can you use it in a sentence?
I recently visited the country of Jamaica.
Country of origin.
Jamaica.
Okay.
Oh, Boz, man.
Here we go.
Please stop doing that.
Silence.
Brendan must use every ounce of his brain. To
yeah. J.
Mm-hmm.
A.
Mm-hmm.
M.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with my gut here, okay? J A M A.
Spell it out. Yeah.
C.
Mm.
I knew there was gonna be something. There. E.
Can we have like a buzzer sound effect, Nicole? Oh, there it is. 404.
J A M A I.
Yes.
C A.
Okay.
And the kid is Indian.
Look. Yeah.
Oh for one.
Can we please put some?
I don't think I don't think the children should cheer if it was spelled wrong first. next.
That was just a practice spell.
Okay. Mississippi.
Yes.
Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Nice.
Everybody fucking knows that shit. The song. No, that's just what you said as a kid. Come on.
All right. Now I'm throwing one in.
This is bullshit.
Tennessee.
T-E-N-N.
What?
T-E-N.
Yep. No, you were.
N.
Yep.
E.
Mm-hmm.
S.
Mm-hmm.
S.
Mm-hmm.
I E or just E?
Bong. Bong.
Nicole? That scared me. I was expecting that. Unfortunately.
All right, that was a practice spell.
You can't keep saying that.
How many red lines are under your jokes?
It's
so
notepad?
Many.
It's so all squiggly. That's why he handwrites. They won't know if I'm wrong if
you know,
I write it.
Dude,
what's funny
can
though?
Can we read? Can I try to read your notebook one day?
No, because there's a lot in it that isn't just
it's about you.
Well. You can pick, yeah, well, it is.
Well, the jokes are about
am I a 40-year-old that smokes weed? I can't imagine having a kid
really,
in the city.
I took offense to that.
Yeah.
It's just what I think sometimes, man. It has nothing to do with you.
It has everything to do with me.
Everything has to do with you.
Imagine being like a guy near 40, like wearing a Princess Diana shirt or some dumb.
It's really about me. What it really is about me.
Yeah.
At least that's what I'm trying to convey. Sure. So you taking it about you is, you know.
Well, you said
not for nothing.
You describe me. Like, that. What do you want me to take it as?
My gray-haired friend.
Oh, that's you.
What was that?
That was the water. Yeah. Dude,
even water wants no part of your body.
Help! Help! Help!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Yeah. Sorry.
Shut up. I have a prisoner in there.
Okay. And the last one, this one's too easy. Brendan said he's
you know, we used to do this
spell your middle name.
We used to do what shit?
S-C-O-T-T. We used to do this shit all the time.
The Patreon. Back in the day.
When and when we finally turned it on you guys, you also didn't know shit.
No, that was the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader stuff. Yeah. We were doing like
so
history.
So I'm sure there's
stuff
that you can't spell.
Sure.
Absolutely there is.
Like.
Tennessee isn't one of them.
No.
Spell conundrum.
Ooh, that's tough.
Oh, that's tough.
That's way harder than what we.
C-O-N-U. Hold on. C-O-N-U-N-D-R.
We pull the it back a little bit. We're all
you think the difficulty.
You're also talking, and I'm trying to fucking spell it.
Mississippi and Tennessee is as hard to spell as conundrum.
I did spell Mississippi.
I mean,
just so you know.
Conundrum's easy.
Oh.
C-O. But I'm saying it's a harder word to spell.
I don't know. C-O-N-U-N-D-R-U-M.
Is that?
It's pretty phonetic.
Yeah.
Ow.
Spell phonetic.
Oof.
I can't even spell Mississippi.
It was the only thing you could spell.
Phonetic. P-H-E-N. No. P-H-E-N. No.
Hit it, Nicole.
E-T-I-C.
Just put him out of his misery.
Look, I grew up in a time where we had auto spell or something like that, like auto correction. It fucked me. And I don't read.
I have no idea what words look like.
Ask me how to spell love and I'll spell it L-U-V. I'm a child of the internet. Deal with it.
You're the man, dude.
Deal with it, everyone. I'll BRB.
LMAO.
Oh, sorry. That's my...
It's my eating
that's
alarm.
My alarm.
It's my joke book.
Sorry, that was...
Sorry, someone put speak on my...
My joke book is just the farm turning thing.
Cows go moo.
Cows do go moo. Now, how do you make this about canon?
You ever find a weird gray cow that goes,
my dad?
Mad.
Mad cow disease. Sounds like a buddy of mine who's mad at his.
And he's a cow. I have a lot of fun with you guys.
Aftonius, you three have to drive across the country together to California from New York. You each have a role.
A lot of road trip. Questions today.
You each have a role. Driver, DJ, navigator. You cannot change once you start the trip. Who does which role? Now, I think all of us are going to want to be the DJ because that's the best role. The best role. It's the only. It's the least amount of work.
Navigator
There's
sucks
no pressure.
Ass.
Navigator is the worst. I'd almost rather drive than be the navigator because the navigator you have
constantly
to constantly be like paying attention and the person's checking in and you can't be one of those people who is like, you know,
with a GPS though,
especially with the GPS. Erica, I can't, like, we have to like put the GPS down where I can see it because she'll be like, we'll be doing 70 and she'll go, okay, and make a right now, and it's like,
Nicole is like, that's our stop. I'm like, sick.
She's like, we were supposed to take that highway back there. I'm like, okay.
She wants me to, like, Ace Ventura pull in.
Yeah, it's a 45-minute reroute, you know? Oh, shit. Or we'll, like come up and do a converging thing, and I go, which way do I go? And she's like,
straight.
She's like, this one says stay on the road. And you're like,
yeah.
I drive into the divider, the water explodes.
That's been a huge growth for me, is to not absolutely blow my top when that happens.
Now, I do think so obviously we'd all want to be the navigator. We'd all want to be the DJ. But
you're the navigator.
Yeah. I think... What do we think we'd be best suited for role? I think Mike would be the driver because he would be good at driving.
I think I'd fuck us up in the navigation.
Yeah.
I'd
call for you. And then I'd also ask you to DJ and say, Brendan, nap.
I can see Brendan.
I'm cool with that too.
I could see Brendan killing it, DJing it. But then I could also see, like.
I would kill it.
I would also see like sometimes 5 minute gaps in between songs. There wouldn't be like a constant cue. It'd be like, this song's great. And, but he's so excited about the song and how much we're all loving it that he's into the song too. Yeah. And then it like, his song's 3 minutes and 30 seconds at 3:29. He's like, I gotta find another song.
Oh, and then after a couple hours, we're like,
Jesus, calm down.
Brendan's fanboying all over every podcast.
Did you see this one where Nick, like,
he's just listening to his own
That's
solo
so funny.
Podcast.
Yeah, Brendan's listening.
Stupid little podcast
six.
Is still on. Let's. Do you guys want to listen to this stupid little podcast? No, I think what I would do is I would make a. I would put things to the queue, so I'd be constantly. I'd fill that shit up
for the whole ride. You would think you'd be on.
Well, like I'd remember what the last song was, and then I would try to like when we hit it, go. Oh, okay, I gotta add more.
So
to
you
the
wouldn't
queue.
Curate maybe a playlist beforehand.
I have a playlist. I have multiple playlists. You could check them out on Spotify. The Masturbation Compilation. Try to find one. They're all spelt different because I had no idea how to spell compilation.
How do you spell masturbation?
Yes.
Well, I think there's two ways to do it.
Nope.
There isn't.
MasturbationBation. Of course I know how to spell that one.
So how else did you spell it?
The one you write the most.
I think there's another way to spell it. I think sometimes they correct it as Masturbation.
That's incorrect, though.
Yeah, that is incorrect.
Here's some from Instagram. Stone Rhino, you woke up with a dead hooker in your bed. You don't remember anything.
Oh.
Your ass hurts. You can't go to the cops. Who's the first comedian you call?
I don't even care if my ass hurt in that situation.
Yeah, that would be the least of my problem.
I would be like,
that's something to explore way down the line once I've gotten away with it.
As long as the hooker was like a hot chick with a vagina, you know what I mean? Then I don't care if my ass hurts. I'm like, oh, usually not into that stuff. I'd be surprised at me at first. I'd be
yeah.
Like, oh.
So, not
sucks. I don't remember.
Now, how would you.
Not the murder.
The murder, you're like, oh, normal. But you're like, but my ass. Funny
crazy,
little niblet.
Crazy.
Who's the first comedian?
I know who I call.
Who?
I call Robert Kelly because he's watched a lot of YouTube videos about how to field dress rabbits. So I assume he understands how to dismember prostitutes as well.
Sure.
So we'll cut them up together. He'll probably have some heavy-duty butchcraft and knives.
He definitely would.
And he also has some vehicle that we can split area and dump the body in various neighborhoods.
Strong plan. I think that's where I went to first. Major, major hole in your plan, though.
Bobby is...
not going to answer your phone call. Yeah. He'll call you back 6 days later.
Hey,
dude,
what's up?
You called? What's up? What's up? Hurry up. I got 6 seconds. Go. It would not be, there would
You'd
not
be
like a time sensitive drop everything. Could be like, dude, I got the, I got
You
want to
bet? Should I call him on the phone right now?
You're like,
see if he answers?
Yes.
You're like, okay. Bobby, I need help. Somebody, hold on. Max.
Yeah.
Max.
Maximus.
All right. What were you saying? I'm so sorry.
Here we go. God, I hope he doesn't.
He's going to be so upset that we did this.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
He'll never answer again. That never. We know.
What's up, dude?
Cannon.
Yeah. My heart's pounding.
You're going to have to apologize for this.
Well,
this is going to be for...
I'm going to keep his answering machine on.
He's going to...
Where it says his phone number?
Yeah.
He's going to go, this is a waste of my time.
Dead hooker.
You called.
Clock is kicking.
Yeah.
I do.
The body is decomposing every second.
And so he
fucked
you.
Hey, Babo.
Now, who is the comedian? Who do you think? I think somebody... and we're not even close, but I think somebody like Ari would see it as an opportunity for adventure. Or you know who I would call to?
That's a much better choice.
Ari might not even.
Robert Kelly.
Yeah. Ari would be like, whatever. Bury body.
Yeah,
cool. Sure. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Yeah. I did that in Indonesia. Yeah. He would just do that.
He would love it.
I think if you can get him on the phone, Lewis would be like, fuck yeah, doggy. Let's fucking bury a body.
Oh, dude,
like,
I know exactly where to take
it. Yeah.
I don't know, because Lewis has a son. Ari's a great answer because he has no one.
He has nothing to lose.
He's untethered morals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Ari.
It's a good choice.
I'm going to go with Ian and see what he does with it.
Yeah, you can film him.
Ian's going to be like, leave me with the body.
Brendan, what happened?
Thank you. Christmas come early.
Cool. How warm is this?
Oh.
Destory Williams.
Oh, Destory.
No, with an E.
Destory.
Destiny Williams.
Trying too creative.
What?
Trying too creative is how this starts.
Trying to be creative. Let's assume. Let's fill in the words here. Trying to be creative.
What's the song you're going to war with? Like Ghost of War by MCR or War is My Destiny by Ill Bill and Immoral Technique. I think they mean Immoral.
I'm going with Lonely is the Night.
Oh, damn, yeah?
When you find yourself alone.
I'm going War Pigs, dude. War Pigs.
Yeah, that's great.
Dude, I'd be like,
oh yeah, dude, that's a great answer.
I just want a mace.
They're like, we have guns. You don't have to. And I'm like, I'm going on foot with the swords.
That'd be cool if it's just playing over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really should do that. They should do that. They should have with all the money that we're giving it a military.
The least they could do is license some music.
Yeah, put in some guar or something. Just get you really fucked up.
At least they can die with some music in their ears.
I would do, what was that song from Stranger Things that Eddie Munson played on top of the
Master
thing?
Of Puppets?
Yeah, that song fucking rules.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Yeah, but it ends so solid, like it ends so nicely. Actually, that's probably the best for it.
Yeah, yeah. I come down, and I'm just covered in blood, and then it just trails me into regular
life. Or if you're dead, you're like, at least you're going out to some cool music.
Yeah,
like some nice.
I would love if you were out on a battlefield. What's the way you'd like to go? I would like to have just the classic moment of like, you know, fighting, killing, losing my footing, ending up on my back, looking directly up at the sky. It might be raining or drizzling or something. And I go to get up and a broadsword is just driven directly through my chest. And I'm like,
oh, that'd be cool.
I would love to, in that moment, knowing that I'm going to die, say something like, that'll really fuck that guy up forever. As he's like cocking back in it. And I'm just like, You know, I'm your brother, you know, or just something where they're like, what? Even if they can't prove it, and they're like, it's like the old times.
So that's
like,
a good one.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you were going to pull out there.
Yeah, I didn't know either until it came out.
He's just in like a pub somewhere being like, and then he said he was my brother.
Yeah, he's like,
I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, both of my parents are dead. I can't even fact check this. Like, it's, you know.
Although I think your adrenaline is just pumping in that
situation. I'm still going to die, but I just want to leave that with them forever.
Yeah. I want to like look up and just see like, a sea of arrows just coming at me.
I love those shots in like war movies where the camera's traveling with like the guy is on horseback and all of a sudden they just like out of frame camera keeps moving. Yeah. One of the initial instant people to die is what that would be pretty great. Let's do one more question. What do you
think?
Cerna style. Here's the scenario. Hair transplant.
Oh, Brendan.
Great.
The boy.
Great. Here we go.
No, this isn't. What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Well, no. Just don't be sensitive about it yet. Just get ready to hear it. The boys wake up and notice something different about their hair. Feeny's hair is sterling silver. Cannon has a thick coif. And Brendan has Nicole, producer, not wife's, long golden strands.
Okay.
Golden.
I sit corrected.
Does this change your onstage presence?
No.
No.
Makes me more likable.
If that's not the question. Change your onstage presence.
No. I don't think so.
Don't think anything changes if you have long flowing Nicole.
Nicole,
locks.
Can I see your hair? Okay, little bun.
Whether you had a man bun or whether you had shoulder length hair, you don't think it would. No. You don't think anything about your act would be at all different in any way.
I might go like this a little bit. You know,
yeah.
I might add it to
accentuate punchlines.
Yeah. I would definitely become what I hate. There's one comic in particular who I like as a person and actually think he's funny, but he has like really nice hair. It's not you. really nice hair. And he's constantly like rubbing his hands through his hair, like in a like sexy fix it manner on stage. Yeah. And it is an outrage.
They all kind of do that. Everybody with like that
I know. Feeny does the side.
My problem is if I'm on like the third or fourth set of the night and I've been like
you've
sweating,
got that Hitler hair.
It starts to fall down.
Hitler at the peak of his speech hair.
Yeah. It starts to fall down. So I see it out of the corner of my eye. So I constantly just have to start like pushing it back so that it stays in.
That's not what I'm talking about, though. Yeah. I'm not talking about fixing. I'm talking about like sensually, like,
oh, that's
intentionally like doing the flip and then pushing it back.
Dude, if
that is a musician thing, and if I saw Nicole's boyfriend do that while playing the guitar and singing, I'd shit blood and come immediately.
Does
he do that, Nicole? Does he fix his hair and like get all?
I think he lets
Sean
it get
Hunter?
All wet and in front of his face. Like,
holy
that.
Shit, I'm gonna fucking come.
Yeah, it's what Feeny said. It's kind of like Robert Pattinson, Batman.
Wow,
sexy.
Hell yeah, sweaty, dude. Dripping. That's the song that I'm going to.
Does that really do it for you?
100%.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
The song I'm going into war to.
Now,
me too. Hello, Robert.
Say you're on the podcast.
You're on the podcast. I called you because there was question. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Now, that's how we would call you if you go, Robert, you don't understand. I just killed a woman.
Can I borrow your knives?
Yeah. Dude, if I woke up sterling silver, it would change things. If I was just fucking fully, like, what's that guy from the,
Julie.
Is it from Queer Eye? Or who's the guy who's got the silver?
Taz.
Tan France.
Taz.
Tasmanian devil.
Tasmanian devil is the gay version.
Nicole?
Bobby's calling
Nicole,
back.
Hold on.
Hello, Robert.
Michael?
You're on the podcast.
So
keep doing that?
Nicole, let's hear your Tasmanian devil.
I just can't. I simply can't do
that. That's how I want the show to end.
Damn.
Nervous.
All right.
I'll do it.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the show.
And
take
hit
this
it,
out.
Nicole!
That's hilarious.
Here's the Scenario is Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com. The Scenario.